Tim just said he trusts you, just the same way Kyle trusted you. What do you think you're doing specifically to gain that trust?
I'm where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there. And I come down with the ball. And that's all I can do. I learned that early in my career. It was in college when we were going through some coaching changes, and I was worried about our quarterback situation when Kirk Kittner was leaving, and Coach Ron Turner called me in the office and says, "Hey, I can have my daughter back there. You just need to be where you need to be when you're supposed to be there." And so I've just been carrying that with me my entire career, and all the quarterbacks that I've played with through my career, it doesn't matter. And I'm going to be where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, and make the play. And especially playing with a young quarterback, you know, his plate's full. And the last thing he needs is for me telling him how to play the quarterback position. He just needs to trust that I'm going to be there for him.
Do you think, could you just describe, you know, inside the locker room there, the mood from maybe the point when Josh was fired? I mean, was it kind of a downer there, everyone uncertain about their future, and then maybe with Tebow coming in there, there was a little jolt of energy?
I don't think it was that depressing. Okay. It was more of, that's unfortunate that Coach McDaniels is let go at this point in the season, and we are all the reason, he is the reason why we all are here. But I don't think it was that doom and gloom from personal career standpoints for guys. It was just more, oh man, that stinks. Then it was excitement for Coach Eric to get the position, and guys wanting to do well for him and his opportunity at being a head coach. And then it was back to Kyle's nicked up. Now that stinks for him, and all the way he has positioned himself and the record pace he was playing at. And then there was more excitement to see what Tim was all about and see Tim play. So it's been a little kind of a roller coaster emotionally for us this season. But you know, when it comes down to it, we just have to play, and that's what I'm focused on.
Running that roller coaster, obviously you guys experienced being the highest of the high on Sunday. What has that done to the team this week, and how much would another win help going into an offseason that there's a lot riding on the offseason given what happened this year?
Right. It'd be good. It'd definitely be good from a confidence standpoint, and just in our locker room to let one another know that we are good, we are professionals, and we can win games. And that means a lot. Just getting momentum. And momentum does carry over from the end of the season into the off season. Finish the season on a good note and having a good taste in your mouth, and having that success at the end of the season carries over into the off season, and as part of starting a streak of rolling wins together.
How does it? In what way does it carry over?
Confidence. There's confidence. You know, the last time we stepped out on the field, we won. Last two times we stepped out on the field, we won. It's important that we're playing a division opponent. And it's a confidence thing. It's all about having confidence going into the offseason and having a good feeling about the guys that were out there on the field.
Hey, Brandon, Honolulu. Some players come to play. Some guys don't even show up. Some go to have a good time. What is your mindset going to be when you go there? And how are you going to, A, spend your time during the week, and B, how are you going to attack this game?
I'm showing up, and I'm having a good time. you know, it'd be. I think the most exciting thing for me is getting to know Andre Johnson and Reggie Wayne, because those are guys that I admire, and to be mentioned in the same sentence as them and to be on the same team as them is flattering, and I'm looking forward to, you know, talking to the quarterbacks and seeing what guys do well, seeing what guys want to see improvement in, and just being able to catch passes and play on the same team as those guys. I'm extremely happy about that, and I'm definitely going to spend a lot of time with my family and friends down there. I got some friends coming out, a couple teammates are going to come out, and I'm definitely going to enjoy myself.
Let me ask you this. Do you like the fact that it's going back to Hawaii, or would you want it in Miami on the continent?
Hawaii, definitely. You know, because ever since I was little, that was where it was always played. And the goal was to go to Hawaii and play in the Pro Bowl. But even just being selected by my peers and opposing coaches is satisfying enough. But it's back in Hawaii. That makes it more fun.
How about having Manning and Brady throwing passes to you every day?
Considering one of them will probably be in the Super Bowl and not participating. But, yeah, I think just even talking to those guys. But yeah, if I get an opportunity to play with either one of those guys, it'd be a dream come true.
Are you frustrated at all? Or what do you use as motivation that this isn't your fourth Pro Bowl, that maybe you didn't get your opportunities sooner somewhere else?
I'm not going to cry over spilt milk. So, this was my season. I was able to step up and rise up to the occasion, and my peers selected me to go. And I'm accepting that this year.
Brandon, what was the reaction like for you yesterday when you found out that, you obviously had a pretty good idea because of your numbers, but when you got the call that you were gone?
I didn't really have a pretty good idea. It was still, because I didn't want to be let down. And so it was just still, I'm waiting until I get the call. And even when my agent did call me, I was like, all right, are you serious? And so finally, when we got the final confirmation, it was definitely, I was shocked. I was excited, and as much as I wanted to say I deserve it, I was still humbled by it. And that's the way the season has been for me, though. It's been, all the individual success has been humbling. It's been a humbling experience. It hasn't been an experience which has given me any more confidence than I already have. And so being selected to the Pro Bowl, it was the ultimate, the most humbling experience of my life in my professional career.
Brandon, that's really interesting you say that. Why are you becoming more humble with success when some guys would have walked up here with a fur coat and, hey, look at me, I'm in the Pro Bowl now.
I left my fur coat. Can you get my fur coat? I set it up there.
You have the humility to leave it behind.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's just how I feel. I'm just saying how I feel. I can't explain it. I can't explain. Because like I said, I feel like I deserve it. And I hate saying I'm working hard, because we're all working hard. There's a combination of just everything just falling together and working for me. I'm healthy. The game's moving slower. I got support from my teammates, the organization, the quarterback, the offensive coordinators, and it's just falling together. And I'm just fortunate that I'm able to step up and make the plays when given the opportunity, because I've been complaining about opportunities my whole year, and I finally get opportunities and I'm able to make the most of it. So I think that's why I'm humble, because this is what I asked for. I asked for more opportunities, and I got it, and it worked.